This time it's the turn of two from our rugby commentators department, Dan Mooney and Tom Savage of the Three Red Kings. You will of course have heard them on the airwaves on Live 95 covering Munster rugby for us in the past. Looking forward to this one. Mal Keaveney, as always from our sports department, sets the questions. How are you getting on, lads? How's Dan?
Yeah, good.
I'm pretty good. Pretty confident. I'm kind of feeling like striking a big blow for Cork today on Limerick Radio.
Yeah, I know. We didn't think this one through. There's been plenty of build-up. I've never seen so much build-up to a Live 95 sports quiz as I have on social media over the last day or so.
I'm half asleep and I'll still beat him.
Oh, well, here we go. There's been a lot of trash talk coming from Dan Mooney, and it's just like, I'm looking forward to putting the record straight here.
All right, so without further ado, we'll get into it. 10 questions, so a question each as the rounds progress, and if we can't separate ye after the 10 questions, there'll be a sudden death round as well. We'll see if it comes to that. So we're going to start with in alphabetical order. So that puts you up first, Mr. Mooney. We'll kick into the first question. And look, we're easing in here. Mal Keaveney is throwing you a bone in the first question. First one for you, Dan. Tom Savage hails from which county?
Cork.
Correct.
Tom, I can't believe you made me say Cork on the radio.
Tom, on to you next. What popular occasional rugby commentator wrote The Great Unexpected?
That would be a Daniel Mooney, to give him his full correct term.
Correct. We would have taken Dan Mooney. We would have taken Daniel Moonbags
also. I want to be specific here.
Correct. All right, on to the second round. 100% record coming into this round. Dan, who are the Limerick Senior Hurling Champions?
Patrick Smith.
Correct. Well done, Dan. Tom, with which sport would you associate Sergio Garcia?
Sergio Garcia. He's a golfer.
Correct. Correct. Dan, on to round three now. Still 100% record, and this one, I suppose, is topical at the moment. How many times did Michael Jordan win the NBA championship?
I scheduled to watch that later on. I'm taking an absolute shot in the dark. 12 times.
Half that, Dan. You haven't been watching The Last Dance,
I've done my list.
Space Jam is your extent of Michael Jordan knowledge, maybe?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Same as myself going into it. All right, so Tom, I'm so arrogant there talking to Dan as if I would have known that before the documentary. But on to the third question. Who was last night named the Women's AIL Player of the Year?
I completely missed it. Let me see. I'll take a guess. Lindsay Pete.
Unfortunately, it's Hannah O'Connor, Blackrock College. Congratulations to her. She picked up that award last night. It was the virtual awards, of course. You missed it, Tom.
This is my problem for taking one night off social media, but I'm not trash talking Dan Mooney.
You were studying up. You were studying up your general knowledge, Dan. On to you now, and your level 2 points apiece going into the fourth round. How many times have Young Munster won Division 1 of the All-Ireland League?
Just the once.
Correct.
Whoever set these questions is looking to try and slap Dan there with that one.
That hurts. It hurts.
It was Mal Keaveney. It wasn't myself. 92-93 season, of course, that famous win. On to you now, Tom, to keep up with Dan here. Who is the current Wimbledon's women's singles champion?
I haven't a notion, so I'm going to guess Serena Williams.
Simona Halep. She actually beat Serena Williams, so you weren't far off it there, Tom.
Oh, my God.
Dan Mooney has taken the lead.
I knew that one.
On the tip of your tongue. Dan Mooney has taken...
I knew the basketball one.
We'll swap them around. All right, so the midway point, and Dan Mooney has taken a lead here. He's leading 3-2 at the moment. Dan, who was last night named Men's AIL Player of the Year?
I was looking at it and the name has gone out of my head. I was watching this.
Do you want to take a stab?
It's killing me. No, go on.
Brian Hayes, Cork Constitution.
Yeah, of course.
The thing is, I actually knew that one. This is like the fix is in here, I think. I'm already claiming shenanigans for it, so when I lose it, I'm out.
We've actually anticipated, Tom, we've anticipated what questions you might get right, and we've given them to Tam. All right. Dan Mooney's still in the lead 3-2, but this is to level it up on the fifth question, Tom. Name the 2019 winners of the Cork Senior Hurling Championship.
My God, I have no idea. Absolutely no idea. I'm going to go with Napiercik.
In Mokilly.
Ah, blasted. I should know that.
You should know that one, Tom. We thought you would know that
thing
one.
Is, I think it's, I have zero interest in GAA, really. So it's like that there now. Again, there's shenanigans going on here.
That was fair. Come on, you're a Cork man. That was fair. Dan Mooney was able to get Patrick Swell in the Limerick Senior Hurling Championship. No excuses here.
Like, I said, I have a very specific set of knowledge, and that's just outside it.
Dan, we're going on to rowing in this one. The O'Donovan brothers, Gary and Paul, belong to which rowing club? Something Tom might know as well.
No idea. No idea. I know it's done in Cork. Skull.
That's Skull. I think that's a particular type of rowing, is it?
Yeah, I know. That's why.
And it's a town in Cork.
But it's a town in Cork, so I thought I'd go.
Incorrect. It's actually Skibbereen. Did you know that one, Tom?
Skibbereen Rowing Club.
All right. So another chance now for Tom to level this one up. And,
here we go.
It's a subject that Tom is all too familiar with. It's a soccer question here.
Okay.
Who is the interim CEO of the FAI?
Oh, is it Niall Quinn?
It's not. He's the deputy CEO or something.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's actually, if you put this guy's name together, it makes a Limerick club. Gary Owens is his name.
Young Shannon. Or Shannon Young.
We're on to the seventh question now, and we're still neck and neck. Dan has a 1 point lead, and Dan, I suppose this to stretch it out a small bit, it's a soccer question for you as well. I know you were itching for one of these. In what season did Leicester City win the English Premiership?
Are you serious?
That's the 2015-2016.
Correct, Dan.
Oh, my God.
I tell you why, though, right? I knew the answer to that because of rugby. Because the same season Connacht won the Pro 14 and it was the season of upsets.
Oh my God.
You need to go on a bit of a tear here for Cork.
I know,
Dan is
4-2 up. I need something here.
Seventh question for yourself now, Tom. Against which opposition did Kelvin Brown of Shannon RFC score his try of the year as unveiled last night?
Oh, I was watching the video. They have kind of purpley shirts. Who was it? Was it you, Elbows?
It wasn't. It was actually City of Armagh.
Ah, blast it. I was looking at the video.
Gosh darn it.
This is a stitch up.
All right, Dan. Which country staged the 2004 Summer Olympics?
2004, which country? I was 20, so I should know this one. Was it Greece?
Correct.
Get in!
Oh my God, it's now impossible. Look, this has been a Limerick. We can accept it. I think people listening to it will know there's been a Limerick stitch up here. This is and it's pretty clear.
That's back in the net. Don't
follow me.
That's back in the net now.
It's
5-2. We'll see if I can get a few consolation.
It's not consolation. It's 5-2 at the moment. You've 3 questions left. Dan has 2.
Oh, well,
so
look,
if you get all 3.
Hey, look, there's a reason why I did ordinary level maths in the leaving as well. So, yeah. You know.
Well, we're throwing you a bone here. With which city would you associate boxing legend Andy Lee?
Andy Lee. Limerick.
Correct.
There we go. A handy one. I deserved it.
I tell you what, no, I was waiting for him to miss that one, no, like a penalty. Nicholas and Elka, 2008.
To be honest, I made that one up on the spot. There was a different question there, but I said I'd make it up on the spot.
Oh my God.
There we go. The heel turn starts. Here we go.
No, this is a stitch up.
I suppose this question is pretty much for the win, and it's one that hopefully you'll be able to get. In what year was Young Munster RFC founded?
It was So I remember at Centenary, we had a big celebration of the clubhouse. So I'm going to say 1896.
Would you believe you're a year off, Dan? 1895.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No.
Mr. Cookie himself, huh?
Oh, my God.
They won't let him live that down in Tom Clifford when action comes back, Tom.
That one is going to sting, though. That one is going to sting.
I won't be let back in the gate. They're not going to let me back in the gate.
I suppose you need to win it so people forget about it anyway, Dan, maybe.
Think that Fergal Deacon's going to forget about that, it's going
to
be...
You were very close. You were a year away, like. And you were born that month as well, Dan, I think, were you?
April. All I'm remembering is I was a kid. I remember being out in the club for the celebrations and the book came out and everything. Sickened at myself.
You had a few too many maybe that night. Tom, on to you now. As I said, we can still cling this one back for Cork. Name the last Cork hurler to win an All-Star. Another one of your specialised categories.
Oh, my God.
Patrick
Horgan.
Correct.
Oh, my
still
God,
on.
There we go.
5-4 going into the last round, lads. Dan, on to you now, and this one can seal it for you. And looking at it already, I'm kind of 50-50 on if you'll get it or not. Who is the current Irish Open champion in golf? Of course, it was played in Lahinch last summer.
I don't know. Shane Lowry?
Incorrect. John Rahm of Spain. I think he captained Young Munster to a Munster Senior Cup there 1 year.
He's got the frame for it, in fairness to John Rahm.
All right, so on to the 10th question. This is to level it all up and bring us to a sudden death round, Tom. And this is one of your specialised questions. Who captained England to win the Millennium Six Nations Men's Rugby Championship? The Millennium year.
In the year 2000, it would be, I'm taking a guess at, it's either going to be Will Carling or Martin Johnson. I'm going to go with Martin Johnson.
It was actually Matt Dawson.
Oh my God.
A quiz show host, that's ironic now. that's really ironic. I'm going to feel that. I snatched a tie from the jaws of, or I snatched a defeat from the jaws of a draw. My God.
Yeah. I thought that was all set up for you, Tom.
You can't see me, but I'm doing soccer style celebrations in the kitchen.
my knowledge of English rugby is only very average.
You've had an excuse the whole way down, Tom, to be honest, hasn't he, Dan?
I think the overarching excuse, if I was to settle on one, is that this is just a massive Limerick stitch up. And I think that's just what I'm going to stick with for the rest of time.
Dan, are you already on Twitter?
I'm not yet. You're going to have to give me a minute or two to let this settle in before I come up with the correct response.